This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1904. This new English vocabulary is not a buzzkill.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we'll highlight a fun phrase that even Obama used on TV recently. Get new English slang to talk about how well you integrate with other people for better connection.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, Michelle. Good to see you on video. How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. What are we getting into in today's episode?
Well, today we are talking about a very, really useful, I think, a slang word, and that word is buzzkill.
I know, Michelle. I went to a party over the weekend, and someone was just talking about their work problems the whole time. It was a total buzzkill. Just kills me. No?
You know, it's funny, guys, before we started this episode, Lindsay and I were, you know, talking about what we were going to discuss on this episode. And yeah. I told her, I said, oh, it's because I heard Obama use this word buzzkill. And Lindsay said, oh, I heard that too.
Yeah, we listened to the same media, clearly. Yes. Obama was interviewed on a podcast that I like to listen to called Pod Save America. You guys can check it out. It's actually hosted by the guys who used to be his speechwriters when he was in office. So he knows them, which is kind of cool. So they had a nice rapport going on. But he was saying that the left shouldn't be such a buzzkill. Right. And it was fun hearing him use that. Why is that kind of fun hearing Obama use that phrase, Michelle?
Because it's slang. And also, I think because it's quite direct, like Obama has done this before where he kind of like, you know, I don't know, he'll talk about things on the left or his, you know, his side that he doesn't like. And, you know, I think sometimes people are afraid to do that. So it's kind of, I don't know, he sounds cool just like being like, OK, don't like ruin the party, basically.
Yeah, it's also kind of like a younger phrase, I think.
Yeah. You know?
And he's not that young. So so that's kind of fun. So what does it mean, Michelle, this phrase buzzkill?
Okay, well, so in the dictionary, dictionary.com says a person or thing that spoils the mood or the pleasure of others.
Yes, yes. And literally, if you break it down, I guess we're probably going to break it down here. I mean, what is a buzz? If you talk about like the makings of that word, having a buzz is what?
Right. Well, so to have a buzz, I think of drinking alcohol.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, because when you've had, you know, even just a little something, and then all of a sudden you feel that, oh.
Little something. Yeah, you're not, it doesn't, so if you're buzzed.
It feels kind of like your head is buzzing, even just like a little bit through. Like, it's not even necessarily like really drunk or anything. Just like, oh, a buzz, like a little buzzed.
Yeah, exactly. And kill is when something is gone. So, of course, Obama is not saying that he was drinking and then he felt bad, whatever. No, it's not what he means, right? But if we break it down, literally, that's what it's saying, right? It's killing your your good vibe or your feeling, right?
Your like happiness or your excitement or something like that. So, I mean, I think, you know, a thing can be a buzzkill, right? Or a whole person can be a buzzkill.
There are people that can be a buzzkill. I mean, it's true. I mean, does anyone come to mind? You don't have to name names, but you know, there are people in our lives that, you know, when they kind of tend to put like a dark shade on everything.
Yeah, right. Like I think we've talked about Debbie Downer like this before. Yeah. Yep. Yes, I do know some people, and or sometimes you can accidentally say something, and then you realize like, oh, that might have been a buzzkill, right? Like I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, right. So saying something or a person. So let's give some more examples. Like, what are some things that might be considered a buzzkill, Michelle?
Okay, so maybe somebody talking about work or school during a social event.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it can be okay, right? Like, it kind of depends. But, like, let's say everybody's, like, talking about something fun, and then you're like, oh, well, we have that paper due on Friday. That's a buzzkill.
Yeah, or on this show, Michelle, we've talked about the Sunday scaries, right? Yeah. The Sunday scaries. You know, like, let's imagine you're out with your friends. It's Sunday afternoon. You're going to some breweries, having fun in the city in the sun. And someone's like, oh, work tomorrow. And that might be a real buzzkill if someone brings that up.
Because
they remind you, right, that you're going back to work. Although for us at All Ears English, I don't really mind Mondays, to be honest. I kind of look like forward to it. Yeah.
But yeah, so either talking about work or just a serious topic at a party too, right? Or like, what do you think about this? Like an interruption to an event, like a fire alarm, like that could be a buzzkill.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Especially if you're having a nice conversation or you're playing a game or something. And then all of a sudden the whole apartment building has to empty out. That was a buzzkill, right? That kind of thing. I'm trying to think what else would be a buzzkill. I think these are great examples though, Michelle. I mean, these really hit the nail on the head in terms of it's just something that kills our mood. We're feeling good, and then someone says something or does something that kills it. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right, so Michelle, let's show our listeners how to do this in a role play. You ready?
All right, so here we go. All right, Lindsay, can we talk about our budget for the work banquet?
Oh, Michelle, don't be a buzzkill. I'm just trying to enjoy happy hour here.
Sorry.
Oh, these are separate role plays, right?
Yeah,
these are number two.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do a few. Okay. All right, let's do another one.
Hey, did you have fun at the party?
It was okay.
What's wrong?
Well, it's just that Tracy spent the whole time complaining about the food and it was a total buzzkill.
Oh, that's annoying. Oh, no, right. Yeah, that's kind of a faux pas too, right? If you go to some kind of a party, like complaining about the food, why complain about the food? What's the point, right?
Right. Exactly. Just have a good time.
Be grateful that you're able to, you know, they're serving food and it's nice and that's okay. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You ever hear people will say something like, don't be a, right? Or they might say something is a total. So in these two, like you said to me, Michelle, don't be a buzzkill. So you might say that to someone.
Yes.
Or I hear total buzzkill a lot, like that together, right? Like it was a total buzzkill.
That makes me think, Michelle, have we done an episode on adding total before?
I don't think we have. You don't think so? And I don't know. And also, it's funny that you say that because as I was planning that, I was like, total.
Would be a great episode idea.
No, I'll take a look through the archives, but
So guys, hit follow on All Ears English.
Yes.
Hit that follow button. Smash that follow button right now to make sure you don't miss that one. That's going to be a good episode. I'm ready for it. Yeah,
absolutely. So Lindsay, would you use this? So let's talk about, you know, different contexts. I mean, we talk about how this is slang. Would you use this in a work situation or job interview?
No, I'd probably avoid it in a work situation. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if you agree. I think you might agree. Like, you know, I think in our work situation, it would be okay because we're pretty casual. We work online.
Right,
But I would probably be careful using this in the corporate world, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think, it is, keep in mind, it is a slang, right?
Slang. Yeah. Yeah.
Just always have that in your head, right? If your company culture allows for that kind of slang, then go for it. But right, I wouldn't do it on a job interview, right, when you don't really know, unless maybe it was for some sort of really young, hip company. And
yeah. And even then, even if you're applying for like Twitter or something cool, yeah, right? Or maybe Twitter's not cool anymore. I don't know. Whatever's cool. TikTok. I don't know. Even then you want to play it safe. Yeah. And Remember, it does come back. At its core, it is referring to being drunk. So like That's the other part of why it's a little edgy to use at work, I think. Right, again, remember, guys, we're not saying you're drunk right when you're using this. But it's using that as an analogy, right, Michelle?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, do you think it's offensive, right? Like if somebody says to you, don't be a buzzkill, is it offensive?
Well, I would be, I think sometimes personalities just don't match, right? Yeah. Like sometimes you could be misunderstood. Like maybe everyone's super light and having fun. And then maybe I ask like a deeper question. I like to go a little deep, probably sometimes a little too deep at parties. I'll ask someone like an interesting question that makes them think about their lives and themselves. Someone might say that's a buzzkill if they're already kind of having fun, just trying to keep it light. But that's because we're a mismatch of personalities, right? So in that sense, I would get offended if someone said that. Oh, don't be a buzzkill. Like, I'm just being myself.
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. So another way that we could say this is, have you ever heard killjoy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another one. Or then there's wet blanket, which we may have done, but I couldn't find it. But those are two similar ideas, right?
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, the idea of putting a wet blanket on something just covers everything. It holds everything down. It's an interesting analogy, isn't it?
Right. Yes, it is. So, yeah, a person could be a killjoy or a wet blanket. A buzzkill could also be about the thing, not just the person, right? Like, I don't think like a situation is a killjoy or a situation is a wet blanket. I think it's more about
That's interesting. Person. So that's kind of the key difference, right, Michelle, between buzzkill and killjoy and wet blanket is that killjoy and wet blanket are really just for people, and a buzzkill is for both a situation and a person. Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's what I think. So should we throw them all together?
Let's throw them together. Here we go. All right. So here we are sisters and we are deciding what to get for our mother's birthday. Okay. I love this necklace.
Oh, Lindsay, it's too expensive.
What? Oh, come on, Michelle. You're being such a killjoy. Let's not worry about price yet.
Wow, Lindsay, it's $1,000. The price tag is the buzzkill, not me.
Fine. You're right. But don't be such a wet blanket. Jeez, I'm really unleashing on you here, Michelle.
Yeah, there's like a lot of pent up anger you have towards me.
I know. Gosh. Okay, so first I said, what? Come on, Michelle, you're being such a killjoy. Right.
And then I said, so this is, I thought I wanted to put this example in here. So I'm saying the price tag is the buzzkill, not So can you explain that a little bit? And also like the tone of voice, what's going on there?
Yeah, that's kind of a fun switch you did there, right? From a language perspective, I said you're being a buzzkill or a killjoy. And you said, actually, the problem here, the thing that's making us sad is or feel bad is the price tag. It's $1,000 necklace, which is a lot to spend on. I think it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Spend on a birthday.
Right. And like, so I'm kind of saying like, don't blame me. Right. And so, and also with my intonation, I wouldn't say like the price tag is the buzzkill, not me. I would say the price tag is the buzzkill.
Because
I'm emphasizing that.
Right. So you're doing that little switch and you're like moving the point of attention. The price tag is the buzzkill, not me. I love that. So good, Michelle. Okay. So good. And then I said, fine, you're right. But don't be such a wet blanket. Well, we're sisters here. So I guess it kind of makes sense, right? This is the way siblings talk to each other sometimes.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, guys, this is how you could use all of them all together. And I mean, Lindsay, any other thoughts on what's a buzzkill, or do you actively try to avoid being a buzzkill? Tell me more.
I would just say that when I moved to Colorado, I became very aware of this, because here in Colorado, on the East Coast, maybe I'm not sure if you agree with this, Michelle, but on the East Coast, people talk a lot about their jobs and a lot about their careers, like it's a big part of who they are. Whereas when I moved here, I noticed people, when they ask you, what do you do? They're actually asking you, what do you do on the weekend for activity? Do you snowboard? Do you ski? Do you mountain bike? Like that's so. Right. I was very aware to try not to be a buzzkill, because I identify a lot with my job, right? But I was worried, am I going to be a buzzkill if I go in and I tell everyone about the business we're creating and All Ears English and all this exciting stuff and blah, 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 blah. Is that a buzzkill, right? For some people, it might be in Colorado.
But that's smart that you realize that. I mean, I happen to think that, you know, what you do is what we do is especially cool. So I feel it's fun to hear about. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe not everybody would agree.
It's cool. I mean, it's cool to be a podcaster now for sure. No question. Right. But yeah, so there's a different vibe.
Right. Like maybe they just don't agree that they want to hear about work is what I mean. Not that they wouldn't think it was cool.
That's it. Because the problem is it might remind them of their work, which they don't necessarily like their work. So that's the problem. So that's where you could become a buzzkill. What about you, Michelle? Do you ever feel like what to you is a buzzkill? Is there anything specific?
Oh man. I wish I had thought of a very specific example. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Just if you have someone who you're always talking to and it's how's everything? And every single time is a complaint,
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard to be around people that always see the negative side of things. That's tough. I try to keep my distance.
yes, exactly. So, Lindsay, this has been great. Guys, if it's good enough for Obama, I think it's good enough for
I love that. That's very well put. If Obama can use this, the ex-president of the United States, you guys can use this too, right? Exactly. Fantastic. So, guys, go out and use it and think about context, right? I mean, this is part of connection is... know where you are, know what people value, decide what topics you want to bring up strategically based on how it's going to land, but also stick to who you are at the same time. I can never not be an entrepreneur in my mind. I have too much excitement and too much energy. So I have to make sure I'm around people that will receive that okay, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Good point, Lindsay. Yeah. All right. Well, this was fun. This episode is not a buzzkill.
All right, Michelle. All right. I'll see you very soon. And to our listeners, guys, hit follow on All Ears English if you love this kind of podcast. Good stuff.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.